Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I know not all of you probably just heard the Fox News update, the Fox News radio update at the top of the hour there. But, you know, earlier this morning, one of our listeners was telling us about a TV show about cancer and, you know, cancer research, et cetera. And that got me thinking. It's like, yeah, you remember when Joe Biden announced that he was withdrawing, that he was being forced to withdraw from the presidential race after this palace coup by Kamala Harris. When he made that announcement, remember, he revived a campaign promise from 2020, and he said that he is going to spend his final few months in office as president of the United States. It's now almost September. Okay, so we've got September, October, November, December, not even the full month of June. So he's got 4.5 months until somebody is sworn in as the next president of the United States. So, but he said that he was going to spend his final few months in office dedicated to finding a cure for cancer. Because you remember, when he ran for president in 2020, he promised us that he was going to cure cancer. So then he, you know, gets forced out of the presidential race and then claims in his, you know, speech after the palace coup that he is going to spend the next few months focusing on curing cancer. And then we just heard in this Fox News radio update on the radio station that I'm getting my feed from, here in our studio, that, oh, yeah, so last week he was in California. He had a nice beach vacation in California. And then this week he's been back on the beach in Delaware having a nice beach vacation for a couple of weeks here. And then now we just heard in the Fox News update, where's he going, Brazil? What did they say, Peru or Panama? I forget the other country. I mean, Joe Biden is just having a great old time. He is just, I mean, he's going to milk this, you know, fully funded travel benefits, all the benefits of being president. He is going to milk this thing all the way to January 25th of 2025, isn't he? And who is running the country while we're on the brink of World War III with everything going on in the Middle East? Hell, forget what's going on in the Middle East. Look at what's going on in Aurora, Colorado, where Venezuelan gangs are taking over entire apartment complexes. Did you see all these armed gang members that are now occupying this apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado, which is basically a southern suburb of Denver? Denver is a day trip away from some of our radio listeners right now. And so you don't even have to go to the Middle East to make it look like a war zone. You can go to Denver, Colorado to see things looking like a war zone right now. And what's Joe Biden do? He's just milking the White House for everything that it's worth for him. Oh, but don't worry, he's got a serious trip, too. He's going to go to China, speaking of milking things for his own financial gain. Yeah, apparently he's got a China trip planned as well. So that's what's going on there. All right, what's going on in your neck of the woods? What do you want to talk about? We've got the phone lines open for the next 2 hours right here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. 406-294-0970.
Military matters.
Anticipating an Iranian strike against Israel, the U.S. Navy moved the USS Cole guided missile destroyer to the eastern Mediterranean, leaving the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden without U.S. Navy assets to defend against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, but also removing large U.S. naval vessels that could be a target for the Houthi missiles and drones. The Houthis struck a Greek-flagged oil tanker a week ago, carrying 1 million barrels of crude oil. That tanker is still on fire in the Red Sea. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder warns the crippled oil tanker poses a potential environmental disaster.
These are simply reckless acts of terrorism, which continue to destabilize global and regional commerce, put the lives of innocent civilian mariners at risk, and imperil the vibrant maritime ecosystem in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, the Houthis' own backyard.
Adding that the Houthis are preventing efforts by third-party tugboats to put out the fire. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Hey, later this week, we are taking the show back out on the road. Montana Talks live from Livingston this Friday. We're going to be set up at Yellowstone Sporting Goods in Livingston. We're going to have open microphones. I'll try to invite some guests down as well. But literally, anybody you want to send down to join us, if you think they got something great to share with our statewide audience, tell them to come down and see us with Montana Talks live from Yellowstone Sporting Goods in Livingston this Friday. Then I'll be doing some events from Butte over the weekend, too.
Talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into your phone calls, your messages. Let's see what folks across Montana want to talk about. 406-294-0970. We got this message from Steve in Billings. When Joe Biden was vice president, Obama gave him the job of curing cancer. It seems that when Biden needs an excuse to disappear, he pulls out the curing cancer card. That was a message from Steve in Billings. I didn't know that. Was Joe Biden, was he given that job by Barack Obama? And then he failed to deliver in that 8 years. Now he's failed to deliver in these 4 years. But then again, when he spends all of his time at the beach, when he claims that he's going to be focused on something like curing cancer, I guess, should we be surprised that Joe Biden is failing to deliver here? I mean, and plus that's, I don't know about you guys, but that's kind of one of those things. It's like, I don't know. I know we've had, you know, some incredible callers and listeners to the show here who've, you know, been in that battle against cancer. And they just thought that the whole thing, just trying to politicize cancer research and making some sort of a claim like that, they just found the whole thing to be kind of disrespectful, because, you know, it's just, it hits so close to home for so many people. But yet nonetheless, there Joe goes again, right? All right, let's get into the phone lines. We got Gary in Billings first up this hour. Gary, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. When you look at this picture unfolding about Camellia and all the things she's going to do, it's so sad to see the leadership pulling. Now, I grew up, when my dad died at 34 of leukemia, we were in war. As a child, we were rationed. And people don't realize the danger of this woman. How could she stand up against these world leaders? You better oil up your guns, because they're going to come for you.
Well, they're coming for your guns, that's for sure. I played the clip earlier this week where she is on camera saying how she is going to take our guns away from us, the most popular rifle in America. She's on camera admitting to that, and yet still you have Democrats out there that say, oh, no, nobody's coming for your guns. Well, when she says it, we believe it on that one. Now she's starting to say a bunch of things that we don't believe, of course. I love that name that you just used there. What did you call her, Gary? Was it Camellia?
Yeah, Camellia.
Camellia.
See, Aaron, we have to look back. Remember the comic books of Superwoman, Lois Lane? Yeah. Maybe you're too young to know that. But
I remember the character. I didn't read the comic books, though. Yeah, might be a little young for that one. Yeah.
But you know, that woman, she could ward off bullets with the magnet around her wrist, you know. So here we got Camille going around, and when Joe got us so deep in trouble, and she was right there, you wonder how could she lead us, that I believe that we would be subject to attack very quickly with the leadership if she got elected, because you have two people that couldn't lead your way into the bathroom.
Well, and then they got to join each other for this wimpy CNN interview. Kamala Harris, Camelia Harris, as Gary describes her, can't even do an interview by herself. She needs Tim Walz to come in and bail her out for this wimpy CNN interview, where she's probably not even going to be answered that many tough questions. And they're recording it instead of doing it live. But I had to ask Gary about that nickname there. By the way, Travis thinks that was a Wonder Woman reference, maybe a Wonder Woman reference instead of a Lois Lane reference there. Either way, Gary, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. That name Camelia stood out to me because former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, let me see where I got this story at. What did he have to say about Camelia Harris? Yeah. All the flip-flopping that's coming out from Vice President Kamala Harris, now she even has featured in her TV campaign commercials to make it look like she supports building that wall on the southern border. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy was talking about her flip-flopping and her policy switching on the Ingram angle last night on Fox News when he said this.
This is a complete flip, and it's not her saying it. It's the politics of her political staff saying it. She's not even coming out and saying, I changed my position. She's just doing whatever it takes. Instead of Kamala, it's Camelia.
Camelia, there you go. That was Kevin McCarthy. Fox News Radio also reporting that today, for the first time in 40 days, she's finally doing some kind of an interview. But apparently everybody is mocking the fact that she had to bring in a support animal for the interview. They're comparing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz doing this CNN interview together to the movie Step Brothers. And then others are saying that Kamala Harris is too weak and too scared to be alone. Scott Jennings was the guy on CNN who talked about the weak sauce of Kamala needing a support animal.
Is there the line now going to be, well, why isn't she doing it by herself?
Yeah, I do think people are going to bring that up. Like, I have great confidence in Dana and CNN to do this. I think it's incredibly weak. Weak sauce to show up with your running mate. The fact that they don't have enough confidence in her to let her sit herself, the actual top of the ticket, and do a single interview. In fact, I think the hand-wringing and the gyrations over this over the last month show a troubling lack of confidence in her political ability, which also makes you wonder as a voter, well, what kind of president would you be if this kind of a small-time decision, can we do an interview or not, what does that look like for your decision-making process? So
you can plan barbecues and weddings. You can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. We're going to get to Willie in the Paradise Valley here in just a second. And then I want to talk about the governor's race. We had a great conversation with Jake Eaton during the show yesterday in this 8 o'clock hour. And now we've also got audio from Governor Greg Gianforte himself. He joined our friend Peter Christian on KGVO Radio in Missoula. And thanks to Peter for sharing some of those sound bites with us here this morning. Real quick, though, back to Kamala Harris and stepbrother, her comrade, Tim Walz, the support animal that's joining her in that interview with CNN today. President Trump just weighed in He just shared his thoughts on Truth Social. He says this, Dana Bash of CNN has a chance at greatness today. If she gave a fair but tough interview of Comrade Kamala Harris, she will expose her as being totally inept and ill-suited for the job of president, much as I exposed crooked Joe Biden during our now famous debate. How cool would that be for Dana and CNN? Also, the interview should not have Tampon Tim present to help with the inevitable Kamala stumbles. And under no circumstances should the transcript be allowed to be changed in any way, shape, or form. Dana and Jake were fair but firm in my CNN debate with Crooked Joe. This is a chance for Dana Bash to reach real stardom while at the same time doing a great service to our now failing country. Good luck, Dana. Do the right thing, Donald J. Trump. Jeff in Billings messaged us yesterday afternoon on the Montana Talks app. He says, good afternoon. I know that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will be doing a taped interview on Thursday, and then it will be aired Thursday night by CNN. My questions are, how much editing will take place, and or will they have the questions beforehand so they can prepare answers for them? It's better than no interview, and hopefully we'll get a better look into who they really are. Hopefully no shenanigans by CNN. That was from Jeff in Billings. All right, let's go to Willie in the Paradise Valley. Willie, thanks for the call.
Yeah, good morning. I had a couple things. There's a new Me Too movement, if you haven't heard that, and that's Kamala, because everything that Trump said he's going to do that she's been against, it's Me Too. I'm going to do that, too. So there's a new Me Too movement.
Oh, brilliant.
And the other thing is, I think we've been a little hard on John Tester. I think we need to show him some grace. All the ads he's shown that he's just loves Montana. He wants to be back here. He loves to be here and everything. And you look how much time he spent in Washington, D.C., sacrificing for us folks here in Montana. And the other thing is, you look at him, you can tell he hasn't been eating real healthy and everything. So I think the best thing we could really do is just send him back to the farm so he can be a real Montanan and take care of himself after he sacrificed so much.
So, you know, David Noble and I were having a conversation, and it brought up a really good question. David said something. When do you ever see John Tester doing Montana things? Like just everyday normal Montana things. Like, yeah, he'll show up for the phony photo op on the farm a handful of days. And usually he brings a camera along to paint this false picture that he's somehow a big farmer still. It's like he left the farm nearly two decades ago. He just uses it for photo ops now. But, like, outside of that, when is he ever doing normal, everyday Montana stuff? When does he hike the trails that we all hike? When does he float the rivers that we all float? When does he go fishing? When does he go hunting? When does he do anything that normal, everyday Montanans do? Like, really, the only thing we see him doing is, you know, a phony photo op every now and then. And then the rest of the time, he's like, basically sipping vodka cranberries with his Toyota Prius at the Bistro Cacao in Washington, D.C. I thought that was a really good question.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. His ad show that he's just sacrificing so much for us, but in reality, he's just being the big shot up there. But, you know, I'll bet you behind the scenes there, Chuck Schumer and them, I bet they're laughing every time they talk about him because they're using him as a pawn. And I don't think he fits into their category in the elite things except to use him for getting his vote and stuff like that. So I think that every time they talk about him behind his back, they're probably laughing.
I would disagree with you there to the extent. I mean, I would partially agree. I do think they think he's this rube, right? They think he's a rube, but they don't think they're using him. They know that he is just as radical as they are. He is a comrade in arms with Chuck Schumer and the radical left. I mean, these guys are boys. These guys are tight.
Well, I agree with you on that. He has to be that way or he wouldn't vote like he does and everything. And, you know, you brought up a while back about people saying, well, he's probably a nice guy. Well, he's not a nice guy the way he's voting for all this filthy stuff with the boys in the girls' locker rooms and killing babies up to 9 months old and all the rest of the radical agenda that he's supporting. He's not a nice guy.
Well, and then my interview with Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know if you heard my chat with Tulsi Gabbard the other day, the day after she endorsed Trump against Harris. You know, the other thing here is that, sorry, I just got a letter in the mail. I was opening up from one of the friends we met in Big Sandy the other day at the Mint. That's really cool to get that nice note in the mail here. But the other thing that stood out here is I told Tulsi Gabbard at the very, you know, we had like 30 seconds to go before the break. And I told her at the end of the interview, you know, because Tulsi Gabbard, she's a fellow veteran. You know, she's a fellow combat veteran. She served in Iraq. I served in Iraq. Tim Sheehy served in Iraq. But we thank all veterans, whether you served in Iraq or not, or served here, served there, we thank all. But Tim Walz lied about serving in combat, and that's straight-up stolen valor, which all veterans, Democrat or Republican alike, would call it. She was a Democrat member of Congress, a Democrat presidential candidate, but she's endorsed Tim Sheehy in the Senate race, and she's endorsed President Trump because she knows that the most critical issues of our time right now are something we all agree on. But I told her at the very end of our conversation how John Tester has never once said thanks for your service to Tim and Carmen Sheehy. Carmen's a Marine. Tim's a Navy SEAL. They both went to the Naval Academy. They both spent more time apart than they did together in their first few years of marriage because they were both deployed all the time. And John Tester can't even say thanks for your service?
Yeah, that would show that he's a real man, but unfortunately that's not the case.
Yeah, I was just actually commenting on a local TV news station article yesterday, and one of my Democrat friends, we served together in the infantry battalion a number of years ago, and you know, he's a Democrat, so he's more to the left, and you know, you guys know where I stand, but nice guy, we served together. But he was commenting on this story about the fact that Ryan Bussey is refusing to release his tax returns. The Democrat candidate for governor is refusing to release his tax returns. And my friend, my Democrat friend, hopped on that Facebook chat on one of the TV station websites, and he says, well, in 2016, Gianforte didn't release his tax returns. He just released the 990s of the nonprofits that he supported. And I was like, actually, no, he did release his tax returns in 2016 because I was working for Gianforte at the time. In fact, I think the Associated Press probably even had his tax returns before January of 2016. But they wrote an article on January 3rd of 2016 about Gianforte releasing his tax returns. But why is there no media feeding frenzy calling on Fussy Bussy to release his tax returns?
Well, they'll twist everything around the best they can. It's just sad to hearing this. And that Walz deal with not letting the Christian people teach in schools, and I'd like to see where you can find that in black and white so a guy can expose that some more, and where you would go to find that that happened and everything, because that wouldn't wake up anybody that's going to vote Democrat. I don't know what would either, so among other things.
So you're talking about the story where Tim Walz in Minnesota basically banned Christians from teaching in public schools. Is that the story you're talking about?
Yeah, and I think that did Nancy bring it up this morning or something?
Yeah, Nancy and Roundup mentioned that one. So I've got it in front of me right now. Joy Pullman, she's actually got family here in Montana. She's the executive editor for TheFederalist.com. Go to TheFederalist.com. You'll see the story.
Okay.
Effective July 2025, teacher licensing rules passed last year in Minnesota under Democrat Governor Tim Walz will ban practicing Christians, Jews, and Muslims from teaching in public schools. Basically, they will require teacher license applicants to affirm transgenderism and race Marxism. So basically, unless you go along with their cultish religion of the transgender agenda and the cultural Marxist agenda, they won't give you a teaching license. I mean, it's crazy stuff under this Walz guy.
Well, everybody that's out there listening today, you need to be telling your folks, your religious people, or whoever, this stuff here, but it's still, some of us hate Trump so bad, even in that camp, they'll still vote for Democrats. So it's this ongoing battle. All we can do is keep it exposing the real facts, and maybe people finally wake up.
Well, hey, Willie, I hope I'll see you in Livingston. I'm going to be in Livingston this afternoon, tonight, and then we're doing this show live from Livingston tomorrow morning. Maybe you can come up and join us on the microphone.
I'm going to try to. I got my business, but I'm going to try to get in there in the morning and do that. And one quick one, I had a guy go through my business the other day that was former Secret Service with Capitol Police now, but he worked right alongside Dan Bongino back in the day, and he knows the guy that's in the picture with Trump. Raising his fist up after he got shot. So it was kind of interesting visiting with him yesterday, too. So.
Well, man, tell him to come by and join us on the show tomorrow. That'd be a fascinating conversation
as
well.
Yeah, that's good. I got his number. I might try to see if he could do that.
Hit him up. That'd be great. I got a buddy who who was Secret Service as well. We deployed over to Africa together. All right. Hey, thank you, Willie. Yeah, hope to see you tomorrow. I know a lot of our listeners are busy working when we're on the air, so sometimes showing up in person can be tough, but calling in is a little bit easier. You, just like Willie did, you can call in right now, 406-294-0970. Back right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, some of you might be thinking, Aaron, did I just hear you tell Willie that you're going to be in Livingston later today and tomorrow? That's right. Livingston and Butte, here we come. And we're going to have some free gift cards for you in hand. You know, we just got back from Haver and Big Sandy last weekend. Now we're going to be doing some events in Livingston and in Butte. Go to MontanaTalks.com. I've got the full lineup, the full rundown. Basically, this afternoon, starting at about 2:30 this afternoon, I'm going to be at Riverside Hardware in Livingston. So, Willie, if you and anybody else comes down and sees us at Riverside Hardware from about 2:30 to 4:30, we'll have a $22 gift card for you, and that symbolizes a 22% increase in inflation here in Montana in the last 3 years. Because of Bidenomics. That's what we're talking about. So, yeah, come down and see us. It'd be great to see you. And then tonight I'll be the MC for the Park County Lincoln Reagan dinner. So hope to see some folks there. And then tomorrow we're going to be at Yellowstone Sporting Goods. I'll be there as early as 6 o'clock in the morning. Come down and see me. We'll throw you on the microphone, or you can just say hi if you're a little too shy to be on the microphone. But, yeah, we'll be with you there for the whole show live from Livingston at Yellowstone Sporting Goods tomorrow. And then once I pack up my broadcast gear, starting around 10:30 tomorrow, we're going to do our gift card giveaway at Yellowstone Sporting Goods. And then Friday Night Lights, Friday Night Football in Butte, America. Pork Chop John's, the legendary Pork Chop John's. I'm going to be doing a gift card giveaway at Pork Chop John's from 5:30 to 7:30 Friday night. And you know I'm going to enjoy one of those pork chop sandwiches there, too. Okay, let's see. The governor's race. Bill and Big Fork, I'm going to get to you here in just a second. But real quick, I was talking with Willie in the Paradise Valley about, you know, how the Democrat candidate for governor, he's like 20 points behind in the polls. I mean, is he even taking this race serious? He's just like a Twitter troll. He's a gun control activist who's got no chance of winning the governor's race here. But here's the thing. If he wants to be taken seriously, then why is he not treating the race seriously here? Here's what Governor Greg Gianforte told Peter Christian with KGVO News yesterday in Missoula. You know, we had Jake Eaton on the show, who's the campaign manager for the governor. Here's what the governor had to say about his Democrat opponent.
I hope I have a chance to debate, because I think it's the right thing for Montanans to hear the issues directly from the candidates. But for a debate, you need a serious candidate on the other side. And unfortunately, this individual has been dishonest with the people of Montana. He has not been serious.
He's exactly right on that point. I've had a Bussy here a couple of times on this show. He's been invited to be on more. He can call in right now, frankly, if he wanted to, just like you can. And, you know, he comes in, oh, no, I don't support gun control. Oh, I asked him, you were paid $150 an hour by the state of California to testify in support of their gun ban. Oh, well, I was just giving testimony. I wasn't supposed. Oh, give me a break. You're on the Giffords gun control group. I mean, give me a break. But typical Kamala Harris, John Tester style campaign. Pretend to be something you're not. The chameleon strategy. Gianforte, Governor Gianforte also added this when it comes to releasing tax returns. Why is Ryan Bussey refusing to release his tax returns?
In particular, he has not released his tax returns. I've released 17 years of my personal tax returns, and all candidates for governor have done this. Brian Schweitzer did, Steve Bullock did, Mike Cooney did. And so the question is, what is he hiding from the people of Montana? I believe in transparency and honesty. That's why I released 17 years of my personal tax returns.
All right. And by the way, that story is on our Montana Talks website right now, thanks to Peter Christian. Bill in Big Fork next up on the phone lines. Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Aaron. And as always, you do a really good job. The when you first started the program, you were talking about Biden spending his last few months traveling all over the world, vacationing. And it brought to mind that when Obama first took office, the first thing he did was hopped on that 747 and traveled all over the world. And at that time, it was reported that it cost $650,000 an hour to fly that plane. That included the fake 747 that I believe flew along with it to so that any enemy wouldn't know which plane the president was on, plus the cargo plane with all of the parade equipment in it and all of the jets that have to fly along. But anyway, taking that 22% inflation you just mentioned a few minutes ago, that would now cost $858,000 an hour to fly that plane around the world. At taxpayer expense, that's a pretty expensive vacation.
Well, and they're doing it with our money. I mean, first off, they're all hypocrites. You know, when Leonardo DiCaprio and these Hollywood elites fly all over the world in their private jets, but yet they want to lecture us about climate change and CO2 emissions. At least DiCaprio's doing that with his money. John Kerry, yeah. Joe Biden, Kamala, and the rest of them are doing it with our money.
That's exactly right. And one last thing I'd like to mention is that I first met Tester when he was campaigning here in Big Fork 16 years ago. And at that time, he could still fit through the 30-inch door that goes into that little cookie shop he was visiting. And I'm wondering if he could still fit through that door.
Well, he's a lot more full of it now than he was back then. Look at everything he campaigned on back then. Right? Oh, against the national debt. Heck, it was only $6 trillion then. It's going to be $36 trillion by the end of this year, most likely.
Absolutely right. And it goes up, as I understand, $500 billion every 200 days, is it?
It's crazy. That number is always changing because, okay, well, what if the Saudis no longer buy oil in dollars? How much more does the debt go up by then if that doesn't happen? I mean, it's just a cascading effect of calamities under Kamala's calamities. There we go. We just came up with another phrase here. All right, Bill, good to hear from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. I mentioned I'm hoping to see some of our Livingston area listeners in person tomorrow when we take the show back out on the road. But I didn't even have to go to Jordan, Montana, because Richard and Jordan, he took his beautiful family, his very cool family, and he came to see us. He drove to Big Sandy and came and joined us at the Mint Bar and Cafe this past Saturday. Richard, it was so great to see you and to meet your great family as well.
Likewise, Aaron. My family was very excited to meet you. You were a bit of a celebrity, and my son's never met one before. So
I doubt that. That's a smart kid you got there, by the way. You guys, I mean, he's going to run circles. And you guys are a smart couple, but he's going to run circles around you guys.
Oh, someday. I want to, if you remember, I told you we were going to take him up to the border to let him see what a physical border looks like.
Yeah, you were taking him to the northern border, yeah.
Yeah, so we took him up to Sweetgrass, and I was amazed, one, at how easy it was to get into Canada, and two, how hard it is to get into the United States. But probably not the way that you're thinking. When we got in, we had no passports, we had no birth certificates. I fully expected to get turned around right there at the border, and I explained that to the guy, the Border Patrol for Canada. And he just took our driver's licenses, and he said, you look like honest people. Go have fun.
Nice.
Coming back, it took us 45 minutes, but not because it was tough and there was a lot of vetting going on of the people coming in. It was because they have no help at the northern border from America. They had the guy, they finally opened a second lane. There was probably between 50 and 75 cars wanting to come in from Canada. There was only one lane open. They finally opened a second lane after us being in line for 45 minutes. And that gentleman apologized to us, and he explained to us, he said, I'm on my third 12-hour tour with only 4 hours of sleep because we have no backup.
Wow. Yeah, because our southern border is getting overwhelmed, and so they've diverted personnel and resources down that direction. Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah. It was really shocking to me and my wife. We were like, there are no employees to, you know, give relief and let these guys sleep at the Sweetgrass station.
Now, and think about that, too. And, Richard, if you can, you know we got a hard break coming up here in about 30 seconds. Stand by, because I want to hear more about this. But think about this, too. You were just taking your family on a trip, a little educational trip for your son to see the border. And imagine if you had an important piece of equipment to get your combine back up and running in the middle of harvest, and you got stuck waiting that long just to get back with the part that you need for your combine. You know, like,
exactly.
Business has come to a grinding halt. And as we've seen here, the price of wheat can drop in a big way in just a matter of a few days. And so that makes a big difference for those farmers out there. Richard, stand by if you can. I want to hear more about this, especially what your son had to say after witnessing all this. Stand by.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We're now watching what is an attempt at the biggest transformation lie campaign in the history of this country. The Medicare for All bill that Kamala Harris herself sponsored with Bernie Sanders, she doesn't believe in anymore, according to her aide. The border wall that she mocked and said was ineffective and doesn't work. Now she's saying that she will build a border wall. The mandatory gun buyback, confiscation, in other words. Oh, no, the campaign says they don't support that. The no fracking, no drilling ban that she supports. No, she supports them. Defunding ICE, oh, no, she supports them. EV mandates that she said over and over again she supports. Oh, no, she doesn't support that either. I mean, it's a pretty unbelievable attempt at a transformation.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
Message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I didn't know what we were going to talk about in the 9 o'clock hour of this show yet, but I do now because Fox News just has a big story that just got released here about 34 minutes ago, talking about the big story that we told you about, that we helped break earlier this week. And I think everybody else in the Montana media has ignored this story, just like they're ignoring the latest poll numbers that are out there. Let's go back, though. It's great to have Richard in Jordan on the phone lines. Richard, what else stood out to you about your northern border trip? And was there, what does your son have to say seeing the border for the first time?
Well, he thought it was really fascinating seeing the whole process from the back seat. And, you know, as we went up there, I was really afraid of the guy thinking we were wasting his time. And because we didn't come with passports, birth certificates, any of that, all we had was driver's licenses and our social security cards, which mean nothing to a Canadian. And so I explained to him, this is, we fully expect to be turned around right here. We just wanted our son to actually see what a physical border looks like and why one should be protected. And he gives us a yellow slip and tells us to go park in the parking lot. And so we go ahead and we do that. We come inside, and he asked me to explain more about it being an educational process for our son. And so I do, and he asked for our keys. He sends a young man out there to inspect our car from front to back. And then he goes, the young patrol officer goes into an office, comes back out, and they had cut the Border Patrol arm patch off of a uniform and gave it to my son, which I thought was really cool. He thought that was the most awesome thing ever, a Canadian Border Patrol patch.
That's really cool.
And but when we came back through, that was the things that my son was saying about the American side was really disheartening to me, because I kind of explained the same thing to, I won't say his name, but the Border Patrol agent for the American side. But it was obvious to us that, because we thanked the Border Patrol agent for Canada, and we told them that we were hoping that, you know, they would have the same enthusiasm on the American side. And he just laughed and shook his head when I said that. So they see what's going on our side, the Canadian. There was, I don't know, like 8 agents there for the Canadian side. There were 2 on the American side.
And our guys are overworked and they're burnt out, and suicides are out of control because of all the stress from just the horrors they're seeing on the southern border. And then our men and women on the northern border are being overworked, and it's a hassle to get back across. Look at the hassle you got to face just to get back into your own country. But yet, you know, people from Iran and Russia can just walk across the southern border and get handed your money. Because what did you think of Big Sandy? 30 seconds to go here. Wasn't the Mint great?
The Mint was an awesome experience. And I'll tell you what, I really loved, I can't remember what her name is, but the young lady that you sat down, her and Ray and all those folks that were sitting at that table were just...
Norma Ashby? Was it Norma Ashby that was sitting next to you? TV legend in Great Falls. She interviewed President John F. Kennedy back in the day. Yeah, no, it was so great seeing her as well. All right, Richard, thanks for calling.
You've worked hard.